I've had a lot of people asking me, what is the keto diet? How do I get started with the keto diet? So I thought I'd throw this together to help people get started. So your body normally runs on sugar, also known as glycogen. Your organs, your muscles, your brain, they all burn glycogen for energy. That's great, except any excess has nowhere to go, so it turns into body fat. The problem with this excess fat is that your body has a really hard time turning it into fuel normally, because it's looking for fresh carbs coming into your body, to burn as glycogen for fuel. So when your body is running on carbs, your body makes insulin to process them for fuel. That is also why you start to feel pretty lousy when you go too long without eating carbs. When you go long enough, though, without carbs, your insulin level will go really low, and you'll enter a metabolic state called ketosis. And in a state of ketosis, your liver will convert stored fats into ketones, which your body will use for energy instead. Your body can function properly on ketones. You won't suffer any deficits. Once your body makes a switch, you'll actually feel pretty energetic and you'll be able to do anything like you could before, and you're not going to feel lousy. And it's not going to matter if you go too long without eating or if you fast, you're still going to feel pretty good. Your brain is the only organ that needs some amount of carbs to run. Keto is a very low carb, high fat, moderate protein diet. That is to say, it's very similar to Atkins, except you focus much less on protein and more on healthy fats on the keto diet. Just remember, keto also requires you to keep an eye on all of your nutrients, or that is to say, your macronutrients, not just fat. Fat should be the bulk of your nutrients. Carbs should make up less than 5% of your nutrients, not to exceed 20 net carbs per day. And what I mean by net carbs, that means you're gonna subtract any fiber, any fake sugars, any like sugar alcohol, and you're only gonna count actual sugar, and that because that's what's gonna impact your body's ability to stay in ketosis. If you spike insulin by consuming too much sugar, you'll get thrown out of ketosis, and your body will be out of ketosis until it works through that sugar. The breakdown for keto in terms of nutrients: you're going to consume 75% fat, 20% protein, and 5% carbs. You don't want to eat too much protein because too much protein could potentially knock you out of ketosis because your body is really efficient, and one thing that it can do is it can turn proteins into carbs through a process called gluconeogenesis. Don't worry about that too much. It's kind of an advanced subject, and you shouldn't have any issues with it. Those extra carbs, again, will cause your body to create insulin that will make you stop producing ketones, and so that's not good at all. You want to avoid that. That's why I recommend downloading a tracking app. I use Carb Manager. It helps me keep a close eye on everything. There's a paid version. I wouldn't get it. I don't think it's worth the extra money. The free version's fine. The majority of your diet should come from meats, cheeses, nuts, and veggies. You can supplement in low carb bars and powders, but be cautious because they are highly processed and can have hidden fillers, fake sugars that could spike your insulin and throw you out of ketosis. Be cautious of any processed foods because you never really know what's in it. Sample foods for you, I would say meats. You can eat pork, bacon, ham, sausage, spam, chops, pork roast, beef, eat steaks, burgers, beef roast, some jerkies. Be careful with the jerkies because a lot of them have sugar. Certain brands like Jack Links have tons and tons of sugar, and so then it would ruin your whole day by eating just one package. Eat fish, tuna, salmon, trout, bass is good. Chicken, eat eggs, in that order. Lower fat meats are less desirable. Higher fat meats are much better for you on keto. Butter, heavy cream, hard cheeses like cheddar, gouda, jack, Monterey, mozzarella. Be careful with mozzarella though. Eat it sparingly because it does have one, generally it's one carb per 1 ounce of cheese. So 1 pound block has 16 carbs in it. That's almost your entire day. So be careful with that. Nuts and seeds, flax, sunflower, macadamia nuts are really good. Almonds are good. Peanuts to some extent, but they are a higher sugar nut, so be careful with that. Oils like olive oil, coconut, avocado oil are really good. Low-carb tortillas and wraps, I eat them every day. Green veggies, high in fiber, really good. Avocado, broccoli, cauliflower, onions, unsweetened coconut milk and heavy cream. Condiments, seasonings, herbs, and spices are generally okay. Salt is fine. Regular mayo, not the low-fat one because they add in sugar. Mustard, pickles are fine. No sugar-added ketchup. Avoid regular ketchup. Splenda and Stevia are generally fine, but powdered forms can have stabilizers that add carbs. If you aren't sure, count each serving as one carb. Liquid Splenda and Truvia powder doesn't have any net carbs. Read every single label. Always just read every single label. Even something like pepperoni or cheese can have carbs depending on the brand, so always read the label. If something says less than one carb, always round up to one full carb. What should you avoid? Avoid fruit, juices, chips, bread, anything high in sugar, no cake, no candy, no ice cream. Avoid grains, avoid cereals and pastas. Avoid starchy foods and veggies like potatoes and carrots. Again, read every single label just in case. As a rule, I would say don't drink alcohol, but if you must, just keep in mind that you will get temporarily knocked out of ketosis while your liver is processing the alcohol. If you are going to drink, I would say hard alcohol with no sugar added, because they generally have no sugar and carbs. So flavored vodka or flavored tequila, don't do that if there is a flavored tequila. So just the regular with no flavors is your safest bet. Exercise, it's not necessary to lose weight on keto, but it helps, especially weight training will help with any like excess skin. Cardio will help burn extra fat. Just remember that nutrition makes up about 80% of it. Fitness is only 20%. For example, if you were to eat an Oreo cookie, it'll take about 1,200 jumping jacks to work it off, but it would be way easier and much less effort to just never eat it. And I know it's hard to not eat certain things. Sometimes you have to give yourself a break, and that's fine. Just it's going to slow you down a bit. If you do work out, don't see it as you can eat more as bonus weight loss instead. Because calories kind of count on keto, so don't eat as many calories as Michael Phelps, because you won't lose weight if you overeat on low-carb foods. And that is to say, don't eat more than what your body needs to be satiated. Just eat to not be hungry, and you should be fine. That's all I can think of. If you have any questions, just ask.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.